Welcome to the Chicago Camps Podcast, brought to you in partnership with Simplecast. Publish your podcasts the easy way at simplecast.fm. Today, we're speaking with Jason Kunesh, our 2014 Prototype Camp keynote. Jason is the CEO of Public Good Software, a social enterprise software startup in Chicago.
Today we have Jason joining us, and Jason's going to be giving the morning keynote at Prototype Camp. Jason, you have a pretty interesting background. Could you tell us a bit about yourself, where you work, and what you do?
Yeah, sure thing. And thanks for having me on the podcast. Really excited to be part of the Prototype Camps. Yeah, so I'm the CEO at Public Good Software, which is a software startup and social enterprise here in Chicago. Background-wise, you know, I started out my career back in the early dawn of the internet, back when we actually used stone and fire to communicate. Made email a lot more difficult, but a lot more meaningful. Yeah, so I've been doing this for like 20 years. Probably most of the things I've worked on you probably haven't seen because they've either failed or been absorbed into something else. The things that I've worked on that haven't quite taken that trajectory would be I was an early team member at Orbitz. I was also an early team member at this thing called The Point, which became this behemoth known as Groupon.
Yep.
And then I helped re-elect the president through the use of technology to assist volunteers and just good old citizens to stand up and take some action in their country.
And nothing too big, right?
Right.
That's a crazy lineup. Public Good Software had a decent announcement today. Do you want to share it?
Oh, yeah. Are you talking about the Knight Foundation grant?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, thanks. We're really excited about it. So we are part of the Knight Prototype Fund. They fund interesting projects that will open source pieces of software that have some degree of citizen engagement or journalistic bent. And in our case, it sort of has both. It's the notion that when you look at news articles today, you know, for the most part, there's a lot of soft news articles that get shared. It's really easy to share, you know, something about the ice bucket challenge or something about, you know, Rihanna having a different boyfriend or, you know, whatever the case is. Right. But it's really hard to say, I like this story about, you know, Michael Brown in Ferguson. It's not something people like, right. It's the wrong word. So we're trying to make a button that can actually lead to people, you know, clicking on that button and being presented with options for different organizations to support the things that they care about so that they can see, you know, hey, if this is, you know, an issue that's of concern to you, like violence prevention within Chicago, and we've got a lot of gun violence and a lot of violence on the south side and the west side, you know, what can I do about that? Well, if you read a story about it, you can click on that button. That button will take you to organizations and different things that you can do to help on those things in your own community.
Very nice. I feel like you guys are the perfect fit for the Knight Foundation, so congratulations. I think that's awesome.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we're really excited about them as a partner. A big push on what we're doing is we're building a business, but at the same time, as a social enterprise, we're a benefit corporation, so we do have a social mission as well. And, you know, I think when you look at the Knight Foundation, they've been a really forward-thinking organization, both in terms of using investment and grants like the one that we've received, to help sort of push forward this connection between, you know, new media or technology and, you know, really traditional, you know, enterprise like philanthropy or, you know, journalism.
I'm excited to see where you guys take it. So tell us a bit about your presentation. Who's the ideal audience for it? Who cannot miss out on this presentation?
Oh, I think anybody who's looked into the dark heart of the soul and reflected on, you know, what it is to be a user experience designer. No, seriously, I think I'm looking more at people who have a little bit of history or a little bit of experience, but that are trying to look for something to sort of, you know, kind of refresh their take on UX and on prototyping. I think people come to these events to kind of hear a different perspective. I'm excited to deliver the keynote. So I really tried to look back to take a look at, you know, where user experience and design and prototyping has come from, and also to sort of look ahead and see, you know, what are the possibilities for us. you know, as I mentioned, I'm older than dirt. So, you know, I remember a time when it was, you really had to struggle. You know, people didn't really believe that design actually had any right to have a seat at the table when you talked about business. You know, I think now when you look at where we're headed, like, that's no longer the conversation.
Yeah.
You know, the conversation's changed. What does that mean?
I agree with you. I sometimes feel like design still doesn't have a voice at the table. And if I believe that, I can only imagine what that was like, you know, when you were first starting out. I'm not trying to call you old, but it's not at all what I'm getting at. But sometimes I feel that same struggle today, and I know that it has gotten much better throughout the years. So I can only imagine what it was.
Yeah, well, it was really rough. I mean, it's interesting when you look back, because we've had this sort of uneasy history with mechanization and design, where, you know, if you look at sort of even going back to like the Industrial Revolution, there was a lot of mistrust of sort of these industrial techniques to make things, right? It loses sort of the handcrafted feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so then there was a lot of, you know, pushback in the other way of people saying, well, handcrafted is the right thing. And there's sort of that arts and crafts movement in England that says, you know, you can go back and really get to this handcrafted ideal. And I think we've seen the same thing in our own way of doing stuff, where when you first, you know, in the 80s, when, you know, Jacob Nielsen and Don Norman and Bruce Tognazzini were doing like the old Starfire, like concept videos, you know, what is the office of the future?
Yeah.
They were doing those things because they were trying to project a state where you actually thought about the people using technology, which, you know, was pretty new at that point. I mean, they were doing that. Apple did that with like the Knowledge Navigator. So yeah, I guess where I'm getting to there is there was a point now for us where, you know, we're starting to realize that we have a craft. It's not just whatever developers create through an agile methodology or a waterfall methodology, but that there's actually a role for dialogue between, you know, what's possible to be built in engineering and what's viable as a business and what's actually desirable as people.
Yep. It's finding that certain level of collaboration where we can all come together at the same table and hash out those ideas together. That's massively impactful.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I think prototyping ends up being very often the vehicle where all those things can come together.
Completely agree. So can you tell us a few of the big takeaways from your keynote? Perhaps don't give away the whole thing, but what are some big takeaways that you're really trying to drive with it?
I think there's a couple. I think one of them is just that the nature of what we're prototyping has consistently increased. You know, I think it's interesting that the YUI, right, the Yahoo user interface library, it was just sunsetted.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, and I think it's a symbol of its success. You know, when they first did it, people really didn't talk a lot about patterns in the early 2000s. It was like, oh, we should, oh yeah, I guess somebody else has had that same problem. We should know about that.
Yeah.
Now that has just sort of been built into things to such a great degree. You know, when the web first started, like Alan Cooper talked about how he thought the web was a mistake from a UI point of view because we'd thrown away, you know, 25 years of improvements to Windows-based GUIs. You know, we had this, you know, this library of stuff and we all knew how it worked and you could slap together an app really quickly and you go to the web and it's gone. And it took us a long time, but now we actually have that same kind of set of stuff. So the things we need to prototype, I mean, you know, some 13-year-old kid sitting in his or her garage is going to make an iPad app or an iPhone app. So they have those patterns. They're able to assemble them like Legos. That's great.
Yep.
The thing that then prototyping has to do is not explain, you know, here's how the idea worked, but it's to figure out, is this idea an idea that's worth building, right? Are we actually doing the right thing?
Yeah.
And then even up from there, you know, you start to look at social enterprise and just the nature of business. You see things like, you know, Etsy becoming a B Corp. You know, you see change.org saying, you know, they're going to become a benefit corporation and they will not file papers to be public. You're starting to see a lot of innovation on the way in which organizations actually deliver services or work with consumers. You know, again, like looking at collaborative consumption, you know, things like Airbnb. You know, Airbnb is a crazy idea. It's not really, you know, there's no product there. The product is just the ability to make the connection.
Yeah.
It's a totally different model than, say, you know, what we did at Orbitz, where it was like, how do you connect up all these merchant hotels?
Yeah. I've always seen Airbnb's product as hospitality. And that's a really weird thing to sort of think about, because it's this two-sided marketplace, but the two things holding them together are hospitality.
Yeah, well said. That's exactly right. And it's really ephemeral. And so then it depends more and more on experience and trust.
Yep.
And those are traditionally, you know, again, design tasks, right? How do we make sure people feel good about this transaction? How does it feel trustworthy?
I'm completely in fascination of their redesign of Airbnb. The logo in itself, how it brings together like people, places, and love. If you read some of what their designers have written about it and how much detail and attention they've paid into coming up with this new brand, it will blow you away. It's incredibly fascinating.
I think it's great, you know, and I think it was funny to see a lot of people come out and they really just, you know, they ripped it.
I know.
Right? Tumblers and all that stuff. And man, I mean, haters gotta hate, but you know, I think their efforts were, you know, I think it's very complimentary, the levels that they went to. And I think it shows the type of mission that they're trying to accomplish and the way they think about their company. And I think it's really inspiring.
At the end of the day, people just struggle with change, right?
Definitely. You know, I think it's funny. I mean, one of the things that you see in design is that as designers, as practitioners, we always have to sort of be in a place where we feel slightly uncomfortable. You know, that you always have to have in the back of your mind that you really don't have much of an idea of what you're doing, right? You have some hypotheses and you have some ideas about building some stuff. And so again, this is where doing some prototyping or doing some research, you know, making some things and getting a reaction from it, it's really the only way that for you to know if you're on the right trail or not. And a lot of the times that implies you feeling stupid, because most of the time you're not on the right trail. And so, you know, I think anytime, again, like with the Airbnb logo, when you see people putting that much time and attention into something and getting feedback and really thinking about the community that they're designing around instead of, you know, just sort of dropping something down from on high, I think it's, you know, moving in the right direction.
I completely agree. So tell us a little about Prototype Camp in general. What are you hoping to take away from the day? Have you checked out the schedule? Are there any other talks you're looking forward to, or generally just vibes you're trying to pull out of the day?
I've looked at the other talks, and of course, now that we're actually talking and recording this, I'm completely spacing on every single one of them. So I apologize to my fellow speakers. Yeah, I mean, overall, I think the lineup looked really solid. I think the speakers, you know, a couple things that really came to mind to me was that I love the diversity. There's diversity in backgrounds in terms of you've got people from consulting, people from product companies, you've got people from different skill levels and different walks of life. And so that was really cool to see, because I think there's going to be, you know, little nuggets here and there.
Yeah.
You know, as a startup, you know, this is, you know, my first time running a startup. I've been parts of lots of many startups, and I ran, you know, a professional services company. But as a first-time CEO of a startup, you know, I know I have a very particular look. I'm a product CEO. I've mostly worked on the product side, you know, for my whole career. But as we build a team, you know, watching us put into place different pieces of process over time, you know, it's definitely been something that we've done and had to do, but we've struggled with it the same as any team. I think, you know, in part because, you know, we've got a pretty senior kind of core team and we've worked together before, but you're still trying to figure out, you've got all these methods, you've got all these tools. What are the right ones to actually just move us forward? And by moving us forward, I mean helping customers feel good about the software that they're using and feel good about themselves because they're using it.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today. I really appreciate it. And I'm really excited to see your talk. So thank you, Jason.
Awesome. Shay, thanks again for having me keynote. I'm super excited and hope to see everybody at Prototype Camp. Thanks again for this opportunity. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
You know it. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Chicago Camps podcast, brought to you in partnership with Simplecast. Publish your podcasts the easy way at simplecast.fm. And don't forget to register for Prototype Camp at prototypecamp.com.